proudly we hail.
Greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. This is C.P. McGregor speaking, and welcoming you to another broadcast of Proudly We Hail, a program of your War Department. Through the courtesy of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee, we present Janet Blair as the star of our play titled The Bells of San Angelo, written by Richard Hall, with music by Eddie Skrivanek. The little Spanish-Moroccan export town of San Angelo is famous for only one thing, the bells of the Mission San Angelo. It was there at the Mission one beautiful summer day that Father Sebastian welcomed a very dear friend.
My child, I cannot tell you how glad I am to see you.
You have missed me, Father?
Yes, my child.
And did you receive my letter from England?
I did, Marie.
And now I am back in San Angelo. And I have a job.
Oh, that's fine. That's very good.
And I have other news for you. I'm going to be married.
No. Well, who is the fortunate young man?
My boss. I'm marrying my boss. His name is Gerald Edwards. He's an American, and he has an export firm here in San Angelo.
How nice. And how lucky for him that he can know what sunshine is.
Oh, I'm the lucky one, Father.
Yes, you would say that, my dear. But why haven't you brought this young man up for me to see and talk to?
I'm going to do that, Father, at the very first opportunity. He's been so, so very busy. We want to be married here in the Mission.
That makes me very happy indeed.
You will like him, Father.
I'm sure I will.
Oh, dear, I didn't realize it was so late. I must be getting back to town.
Oh, why, of course. Well, my child, soon you will have a husband to take care of, and then the little ones. But don't forget us here at the Mission. And remember, if you are ever in need, we love you too.
Thank you, Father Sebastian.
Whose idea was this to ride up the coast tonight?
Mine. Like it?
You're the moon, too?
No, but I had a suspicion it would tag along. Oh, Jerry, I went up to see Father Sebastian at the Mission today. He said he'd be so proud to marry us.
That's fine. You happy?
Perfectly.
You never did tell me how you happened to pick me.
That's simple. I fell in love with you. I wanted you.
You don't know anything about me.
I know everything about you. Everything I want to know. Oh, I imagine there have been many other girls with you, haven't there, Jerry?
Well.
Now it doesn't matter. There will be only one, and that is me. And only two, and that is the two of us.
You trust me, don't you?
Of course, darling.
I hope I can be everything that you think of me.
You don't have to hope, my darling. You already are. But don't you think we should be turning back to town now?
Yes, my sweet.
There's so much work at the office, and we must get finished so that we'll have time to pick out my wedding dress. Remember, you promised?
Yes, yes, and it's going to be the most beautiful wedding dress in all San Angelo. Mm-hmm.
Ready to go, darling?
Just a minute, honey.
But if we don't hurry, the shops will be all closed. Hello? Yes. Yes, will you hold on, please? Darling, there's a long-distance call from Lisbon.
From Lisbon?
Uh-huh. Please don't talk long now, will you?
No, no. I'll take it in here. Hello?
Hello, Jerry. This is Stearns. I have that call from Johannesburg.
Oh, yes? I'm sorry, Stearns. I can't use...
Now, wait a minute, Jerry. We went to a lot of trouble to arrange to have that call shipped up. It's too late for you to back out now.
That's what you think. I'm already out, right now.
Listen, Jerry, we made too many preparations to obtain this call. It's very special stuff. You know what? We even planned that you might not want to handle it.
Oh, you did, eh?
Yeah. By the way, how's that charming secretary of yours there in San Angelo? Marie.
Leave Marie out of this.
Oh, that's what I'm trying to do, Jerry. You wouldn't want something to happen to her, would you?
All right, Stearns. What's the story? When will the Carl arrive?
It'll be shipped on Transworld Airlines Flight 37 from Johannesburg tomorrow. Arrive in San Angelo at 9:30 your time. You ship from there to me here in Lisbon. You got that?
Yes.
Should be quite a market for that car, Jerry. Yeah. You'll be glad I talked you into that. Goodbye, Jerry.
Well, you've been so long. Well, what is it, darling?
No, nothing at all.
Jerry, what's wrong?
Nothing, I tell you. Just a dealer in Lisbon wanted confirmation of some Carl I'm handling for him.
Oh. Well, can we go now?
Go.
To get my wedding dress, silly.
Oh, yes, yes. Let's go. Let's get out of here. I've got to think.
Oh, Jerry, something has happened. What is it, Jerry? What is it?
We pause briefly from our story, The Bells of St. Angelo, starring Janet Blair as Marie Evans, to bring you an important message from your War Department.
Here's an announcement for disabled veterans. The Army is now accepting for enlistment combat disabled ex-servicemen. The chief requirements are you must be able to care unaided for your personal needs, and you must be capable of performing useful service in any one of more than 100 special jobs. Here are some of the jobs open. Radio operator, clerk, machinist, administrative assistant, mechanic, and many more. Disabled veterans who re-enlist within 20 days of discharge can have their old rating back. After only 20 years' service, or up to 30 years, you may retire with a high monthly income. And the time you already have in counts toward retirement. Ask at your U.S. Army recruiting station today. They'll be glad to tell you about a good job with present and future security.
Act Two of The Bells of St. Angelo, starring Janet Blair as Marie Evans. It is the following morning. Jerry has had time to think and has made his decision. He has packed most all of his belongings and looks up as Marie enters the office.
Jerry, what's happening here? Where are you going?
I've got to make a little trip, darling.
But you're packing up everything. Why?
I may be gone for a while.
I'm coming with you.
You can't.
You're in trouble.
I'm not in trouble. That's ridiculous.
You are in trouble, and you should tell me so that I can help you.
Now, listen, sugar. Did I ever lie to you?
No.
All right. Now, I have to take a little trip, and don't ask me why.
You'll be back.
Of course I'll be back.
I'll go to the airport with you.
If you'd like.
Bon pardon. Monsieur Gerald Edwards?
Yes?
Daunier, Prefect of Police. You are under technical arrest.
Oh, Jerry.
Arrest? On what grounds?
On the deliberate attempt to violate custom and duty tax. You're expecting a shipment of coal from Johannesburg today, is that not right?
Well, you tell me. You know all the answers.
All right, I'll tell you. The shipment of coal is expected, and it will arrive here tonight at 9:30 by Transworld Airline. Only it is not coal. It is $100,000 of uncut diamonds. Customs here at San Angelo has been notably lax in the past. You are to ship it as coral to Lisbon.
Go on. Your story sounds very interesting.
In Lisbon, your confederate Stearns has made arrangement to accept it as coral, of course. Needless to say, we have picked up Stearns. We have additional evidence on him. You now, that is different. You have had a very good record until this.
You can't arrest me. You haven't any evidence.
I'm afraid you underestimate us, Monsieur Edwards. We have confirmation from Johannesburg that the shipment of coral, that is diamonds, was addressed to you. It is aboard the plane. The plane is en route here now.
Well, where do we go from here?
To the airport. Would you not care to come along?
What can I say?
Oh, Jerry.
Who is this woman?
She's my secretary.
I think she should come along, too.
Now, wait a minute. Aren't you stretching that technical arrest a little too far?
Well, so long as she's available at all times.
Oh, Jerry.
Come along, Miss Edwards, if you please.
Father Sebastian.
Yes, my child. What is wrong?
Father Sebastian, Jerry, my Jerry, he is in trouble. Serious trouble.
Come, my child. We will go pray for him.
Jerry, I had to come to you. I wanted to be with you.
Oh, my darling.
Now, where is that sergeant?
Pardon, Monsieur le Préfet.
Yes, yes?
The Flight 37, Transworld Airline, they have encountered very serious weather.
Yes, yes.
But they were able to survive it.
Well, idiot, when will the plane be in?
Oh, the plane has been in for 10 minutes.
Why wasn't I informed of it? What's going on here?
Well, Monsieur le Préfet, there was considerable commotion when the plane landed. It seems that in order to get through the weather, it was necessary to throw out the entire plane load of freight.
No.
Yes, the plane arrived empty. And the Minister of Health was very concerned. 30 dozen diapers badly needed were lost.
Diapers? He's worrying about diapers.
Well, Monsieur Genier, what do you say now?
Well, what can I say? 1,000 pardons, Monsieur Edwards.
Apology accepted. Come along, my sweet.
Do you feel the night air?
Yes.
Oh, it feels good, doesn't it? Feels fresh and clean and new. It always feels that way. And look up there. The moon is out.
Almost on cue.
Oh, yes. Minutes ago, there was darkness, and things refused to take shape. And the course of living was so uncertain and in the shadows. And now the moon is out. We can see each other. Again, there are two of us. Only really, it is all one.
Yes.
Yes. Listen. Listen. Do you hear them, darling? Bells of San Angelo.
Yes, my sweet.
I want us to go there, to the mission, tomorrow. I want you to feel what I feel. And soon.
This is C.P. McGregor speaking. I hope you've enjoyed our proudly we hail story starring Janet Blair. Before leaving you, Wendell Niles has an important message from your War Department.
T5 John Doe, report to the orderly room. You have been chosen to spend 6 days at the 8th Army Rest Hotel. Many a GI in Japan or Korea has heard those welcome words which have sent him off to 6 days of rest and recreation. There are more than 30 of these Army-operated hotels where the soldier may swim, play golf, tennis, and many other sports, or just relax. Eligibility for the week-long vacation is based on length of uninterrupted overseas service, and the time is not deducted from leave time. Rest hotels are but one of many recreational facilities for soldiers in the Pacific Theater. You may enlist in the new regular Army, especially for service in Japan or Korea. 6 famous divisions now stationed in those 2 countries are looking for high-type physically and mentally qualified men. These divisions are the 1st Cavalry, 11th Airborne, 6th, 7th, 24th, and 25th Infantry. By enlisting for 3 years, you can have your pick of assignment to any one of these well-known outfits. And don't forget, as soon as you leave this country, your pay goes up 20%. This means that privates get $90 cash each month, in addition to free food, clothing, lodging, medical, and dental care. To ambitious young men, opportunities for advancement to higher-paying ranks are good. Here's the chance for travel and adventure in a foreign country while holding a good job with top pay. Enlist for 3 years at your nearest U.S. Army recruiting station. Don't put it off. Do it today.
We wish to thank Janet Blair for her wonderful performance here in our theater. Proudly, we hail will come to you again over this station next week. Listen in.